In Chicago, a plan is being rolled out that could end homelessness, at least significantly reduce it over a period of years. It is a substantial increase in the real estate transfer tax that would be put on high-end properties, funding services for the city's most vulnerable residents. Doug Schenkelberg is here this morning, executive director of the Chicago Coalition for the Homeless, to talk more about this. Doug, good morning. Welcome to the Opening Bell.
Thanks for having me.
This is something that the city council will start talking about today. Part of your organization's Bring Chicago Home campaign. Talk to us about where the idea came from and what the hope is for it.
So Chicago Coalition for Homeless and our coalition partners, we've been working on addressing homelessness in Chicago for a long time. We have about 80,000 people in Chicago experiencing homelessness. This is people on the streets, people in shelters, and people who are doubled up or couch surfing. And that's men, women, children, families, people from all stripes. And we've known for a while that while there's been great efforts in the city by advocates and by providers to serve that population, it's not enough. And our city, the city of Chicago, is really low when we compare it to our peer cities on how much we contribute to addressing homelessness. We're down at the bottom when we compare it to other cities. And so we needed to do something big. And so we've looked at what our peer cities have done around the nation, looking at L.A. and other folks where they've dedicated local dollars and at scale to have a real impact on the problem. And we wanted to do something similar here in Chicago so we could really move the needle on the problem.
Let's talk about the nuts and bolts of this. We're talking
sure.
about the transfer tax. This is only going to apply to properties of $1 million and up, those high-end properties. Talk to
Correct.
Us about where the tax is now, where it's going to go, and how much it may generate.
Right now, that tax is at about, we would raise it by 1.65 percentage points. So for a property at $1 million, you would see, and this is a tax that's only paid at the time of sale, so it only happens when properties change hands. It doesn't happen every year. So you'd see an increase of about $17,000 for folks buying a property at $1 million. And it's only going to impact 5% of property sales, so of residential property sales. So 95% of residential properties would never see a change in the tax. It applies to both residential and commercial, and based on our calculations, you would see roughly $150 million in new revenue every year come in through this increase.
The numbers here in terms of what we're talking about over a 10-year period could be 36,000 people taken off of that 80,000 homeless in Chicago. That's a pretty significant number.
Yeah, this, I mean, it's an investment that can have a real significant impact. That's thousands and thousands of people right now who are dealing with mental health issues, with chronic health issues, with underemployment, who would have the housing services they need to have a stable life and have great opportunities. And they're Chicagoans like all of us, and they deserve the same chances as everybody else. And this type of investment would have a huge impact on their lives and on the greater community.
$150 million a year. Give us a sense of how that would impact the current operations for the homeless. What kind of things would that money be spent on? Would it be earmarked only for homeless problems, or would it be one of these funds that people could just dip into, the government could dip into? Those are questions I'm sure the public wants to know answers to.
Yeah, no, that's a really good question. And the one, it would be dedicated solely to addressing homelessness. It's built into the ballot language for the referendum, and it would be built into the ordinance that would change the tax if the voters approved changing it, and the city council passed that ordinance. the types of things that it would go for is primarily permanent housing with services. So what we know works for addressing homelessness, which isn't a big surprise, is real housing. We're not talking just about shelters, but we're talking about permanent stable housing for folks. We know that when you give people permanent housing and give them the type of services they need to address the issues they're dealing with, they don't go back to homelessness. It's a proven solution to homelessness, and what it's lacking is significant resources to implement it at scale. So that's what the money would be focused on.
We all have all seen the homeless encampments around the city, the north side, in the city center as well, in the business district. I guess the idea here is to get people in homes and take those encampments away and give people a real chance at having a life other than being homeless.
Right. Exactly, yeah. So the city at different points in time has dealt with addressing homelessness by just trying to hide it. Encampments are a very visible form of homelessness, though that's not the only form. You know, the families that are doubled up and families in shelters you don't see, but they're dealing with instability just as much. But the real way to address encampments and the folks living in encampments is to provide them real housing, and that's what this would do. Just trying to take down an encampment and essentially move people around the city doesn't solve homelessness and doesn't help us as a whole. So we're hoping that this solution is the real solution for getting folks off the streets and into the housing they need.
Doug, you mentioned earlier that part of this is going to include a referendum. And there's already some evidence that the voters are going to support this or have signified that they would support this. What are the next steps, including putting all of this before the city council?
Right. So as you mentioned, you know, we've done some polling that shows two-thirds of Chicago voters approve of this idea, and it would vote for it if it showed up on the ballot. A resolution was introduced yesterday at the city council meeting. The next step would be to have a hearing on the issue, and hope to have that in the next couple weeks, and then have city council vote on the resolution, which would put the question on the February ballot. And then a simple majority of voters need to say yes to that ballot question. And when they do, that gives city council the permission to change the tax and direct this money to addressing homelessness in our city.
What do you foresee as being the challenges in moving forward on this?
So, as with anything, when you do this type of investment and raise this type of revenue, there's going to be folks that there's going to be a source of this revenue with this the real estate transfer tax, and we suspect that there's going to be folks that don't want to see that money come from their industry and go to addressing this. Our feeling is, when we change this tax for properties over $1 million, we're focusing on a segment of the market that has the means. There's a real relationship between the rising cost of real estate and the rising numbers in homelessness. Our response to folks that think that this isn't the right revenue source or this isn't the right time is there never is the right money or the right time, but there is a moral imperative we do something about homelessness. So let's do something that might make us a little uncomfortable, but will really move the needle and make us the best version of ourselves.
I'm guessing you've probably had discussions already with the real estate community and business community. Those would be two of the groups that I think you would have to get on board with this, right?
Yes, and we've had initial conversations with folks in both those communities, and we hope to have more conversations with them. We'd love to get them, have them on board with us and have all be on the same page about this being the right solution at the right time. If they're not, we're going to continue to move ahead because we think that this is a moral imperative for the city of Chicago and believe that this is the right way to address this problem.
Doug, we appreciate you being with us this morning. We're going to stay tuned with this and see how this progresses. We'd love to have you back and give us an update on how things are going.
Love to do that. Thanks so much for the time.
All right. Doug Schenkelberg is Executive Director of the Chicago Coalition for the Homeless. You can find out more about this online. There's a special website set up for this, bringchicagohome.org. That's bringchicagohome.org. And you can find more about the Chicago Coalition for the Homeless at chicagohomeless.org, chicagohomeless.org.